All right. Good evening, everyone. This is the regularly scheduled semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. My name is Tracy Rosenberg, and I am the chair of the committee. It's June 28th at 5:34 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are in open session. Paul, do you want to start by calling the roll?
Yes, but I'll point out it's Eastern Daylight. All right. Yes. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Barbara Whipperman. LeVar Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, that's a quorum.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. I think we just had someone join us. Who is that?
This is Jim Boyd, KPFT.
Hi, Jim. Welcome.
Great.
Okay, so we're just getting started. We have a draft agenda that was sent out. There are two corrections to the agenda that were sent in by R. Paul. I'm just going to reiterate what those are, which was to add approving the minutes of May 24th and the executive committee, the executive session minutes of, I guess, March 24th or whatever that date is.
Actually, the May 24th and June 14th minutes for open session. The other stuff is for the executive session.
Ah, correct. So we'll have two sets of open session minutes, and we will deal with the closed session minutes in closed session. So I'm adding the May 24th minutes to item 2. The other change to the agenda also involves the closed session agenda, so we can deal with that in closed session. So do people need me to read out the agenda, or did everybody get the email? There's 6 items on it. Okay, let me read it out since it's not that long. Number 1 is to approve this draft agenda. Number 2 is to approve the two sets of minutes. Item 3 is an update on the template locking issues that were brought up with regards to DC and possibly some of the other signal areas. Number 4 is a budget update from each signal area. Number 5 is a brief CFO report on the May 31st financial statements, which have been released. And number 6 is just sort of an Arbitron update or check-in from our lengthy conversation at the last meeting. Does anybody want to add or subtract anything, or does anybody want to move approval of the agenda?
It's Bill, I'll move approval.
Okay. Are there any objections? Wonderful. The agenda is so approved. So we're going to move on to our open session minutes. We have 2 of them, June 14th and May 24th. Let's go ahead and start with June 14th, which was our last meeting. Those were sent out this afternoon by R. Paul. Are there any proposed changes, or is there a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve the June 14th minutes.
Are there any objections? Okay, great. June 14th minutes are hereby approved. We'll then go back to our May 24th minutes, which we postponed.
Okay. Those are the ones that I had to rewrite. Oh, man, I didn't do that. I'm bad. I really screwed up. Because R. Paul did not get it right, and I was going back and actually having to, like, get the numbers. I started it, and then I forgot until just this minute. I could try writing it through this meeting, but, you know, it actually was kind of a lot of work. So, you know, because it is actual numbers that I went over.
Well, we have 2 options. If you realistically think, Kim, that you can get this done by about 7 p.m., we could simply move the item to item 7 and deal with it at the end of the open session. If that's not realistic, then we will need to postpone to the next meeting with a sort of a cautionary item that you really do have to get it done by the next meeting.
Yeah, no, I'm writing myself a note right now, so it'll come up every day.
Okay.
To do it, because actually, I don't, you know, if I do it during this meeting, I really won't be paying attention, because it's like going back and forth between whatever I was looking at. And I'd rather pay attention to this meeting.
Okay, well, then I will make a motion that we postpone the May 24th minutes to the July 12th meeting. Is there an objection to that? Okay, and Kim is hereby warned that if she does not get her changes in by July 12th, we are likely to approve the minutes regardless.
Right.
But that's a good 3 weeks. But that's a good 2 weeks from now, so you should have enough time to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that brings us to item three. Item three was brought up by Bruce Wolf on the listserv and related to sort of ongoing problems that were affecting getting their budget ready with the budget template. Basically, documents were being sent locked, and then the necessary entries couldn't be made, and we asked the CFO to help out with that. So I think maybe what we'll do here is we'll have Bruce talk a bit about what the problem was or is, and then maybe LaVarne can address what she's doing about it, and then we can take it from there.
Well, okay. Well, first of all, let me start by saying, as of, I guess it was last Wednesday, just this past Wednesday, I was assured by Arlene that the problems had been solved and that our business manager, Robert West, will be able to work with Efron. And the problem that he was having was, and I think right now what Efron's been doing is he's working on salary figures, you know, to plug into everybody's templates. And what was happening is when he was sending information to Robert that Robert couldn't put in to our template, and that is what Robert wanted to be able to do is actually manipulate the template that we have here so we can plug the figures in and all of our other numbers. And that was his frustration. So he essentially had this information that Efren was putting together, but he couldn't put it into our... That's how I understood it. That's basically how I understood the problem. Now, I haven't had a chance to speak with Robert specifically, except for a little bit since Wednesday, but my understanding is that's the case, is that now that problem should be overcome and we should be able to move ahead. That's where I go.
New on the stack.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. If it's okay, I'd said that we would go to LaVarne next, and then, Jim, you'll be after that.
Thanks. And Ken.
Okay. LaVarne, are you there? Uh-oh. All right, let's reverse that, and we'll go Jim and Ken, and then hopefully LaVarne will be back.
Okay, I just wanted to note, as of this afternoon, KPFT was having trouble having the template locked up, and so whatever problem it was isn't fully resolved. Markeisha in the office was having kind of a battle with Ephraim and getting to the point that she could enter some of the data that was necessary for us to do an updated budget.
Well, I'm going to slow everything down. Okay, Ken, you wanted to address it?
Hang on. How to find the mute button without hanging up. You know how that is. So I have a broader question of why we're still using Excel templates instead of budget-generating software in Great Plains. And also, because, I mean, I'm running into problems at KPFK where the NFC-approved KPFK budget is in a different grouping and sequence than the financials that are coming out. So this template, you know, Excel is very flexible and loosey-goosey, and you never can tell if it's accurate because people can override formulas. So, I mean, it's a more general discussion, but I would assume I'd only get some kind of response from LaVarne if she was on. But anyhow, unless the treasurer can...
LaVarne's still on. I have to run downstairs.
Okay.
Alex on this side.
Okay, why don't you continue, Ken, if you're... I don't know if you're done.
No, let me just repeat it for LaVarne's sake. LaVarne, I was just wondering, what's the feasibility of having a lockdown budget-generating software out of Great Plains rather than the kind of like mix-and-match accommodation using Excel, which is very flexible and unrestrained, and things get changed here and there, and things bounce around.
Let me understand. So you're saying in terms of the budget that's in the file in Great Plains, or developing the budget, which aspect are you talking about?
I'm just saying any accounting software should develop and print out budgets that then work with the rest of the system. I'm sure Great Plains has a budget module.
Talked with one group that's really seemed positive in terms of doing the training on Great Plains and looking at the aspect of generating a budget. However, the budget that we generate using Excel, when you were saying about lockdown, I think that was some of the feedback I was getting about things were locked and there were some issues with that. But the budget as developed on this Excel spreadsheet, it's transferred to Great Plains, and once it's in Great Plains, it does not change for the year unless we go in and physically make a change. So as far as developing the budget and using this template, when that's pretty, that's what we've done over the last 2 or 3 years to actually consolidate the budget.
Okay, so let me just understand. So all the stations are using the same GL categories, correct?
I can't tell you if all stations are using the same GL categories. When you say, is there one that you think that they're not using, or?
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, well, we have, Great Plains has the GL categories. There is a chart of accounts. So that is a chart of accounts that's in Great Plains. So if some line items that one station may have, another doesn't, for example, with CFA has the craft, and then we have like a community event, and so those are two that we have, with KPFA, with the craft fair, those are two different line accounts that are in Great Plains.
Okay. All right. That's good enough.
Well, this is what I'm going to say, which is that we were sort of trying to get to the bottom of the locked, unlocked issues and the resolution of that, if it has been resolved, because it seems like at a minimum it was driving DC crazy and other stations were also having issues. So maybe we could just retract for a minute, LaVarne, and you could address the locked, unlocked issues, and then we can kind of go back to the larger conversation if we need to. And I know Alex was on the stack as well. So, LaVarne.
Okay. So the issues as Ken brought up about, locked and things changing, it's when you do your budgeting and when you have like Great Plains, the primary positive with Great Plains as compared to all the other like accounting software that a not-for-profit could use, the Great Plains has a security in it, so you cannot go back and make a change. In fact, we have had two business managers who have asked me over the last couple of months about going back making changes. And I think my reply, I think I'd have been taken an exception to, because that's the advantage of Great Plains. It's a security. You cannot go back and change something. You can make an adjusted entry in the current month. Now, of course, when you do the audit and you go back and you open it up for the auditor, then you make your adjustments, but it's at the end of the year. So to address the issue of lock sales, well, I talked with Efren and are the business managers today, just to tie that down. And I've been trying to send that with WBAI, a budget has already been produced. It was actually produced by the general manager and I guess some of his interns. So I didn't really talk with Indra about lock sales or anything, but so from Efren, he had not received anything from Indra. What we got was a budget from the general manager. Our WPFW, I spoke with the business manager, and he said some of the issues actually was caused by WPFW has the latest version of Excel, and I'm envious. So Efren could not initially open some of the same problems that you guys say you have with my reports. He couldn't open them, but that's been resolved. So the steps and the budget in terms of getting all the information in on salaries and payroll, that's all been done, and there are no issues, Robert says, between the spreadsheet or Efren. So that's working. KPFT didn't have problems over the last 2 years, so I don't think you're having any problem now.
Had some problems this afternoon or yesterday afternoon. Markeisha resolved them with Efren, but there was some problem with Markeisha getting in and unlocking the template.
Oh, okay. So there, when you go into, like, today I work with Mariana with PRA. Now, they have completed their budget, and I'll send you a copy. I have a copy here. So Mariana and I went in on her budget, and I worked with her on central services, so I used some different assumptions, and actually I have the line from KPFK as far as the central services for PRA. And what you have to do is ask Efren how to unlock for that sheet, and you just put it in, and then you can make changes. Primarily, I was making changes on formats. But as far as putting in a number, like, you know, putting in different numbers for central services, I could do that without unlocking the spreadsheet. The lock that he had on there was like, it really was formatting the spreadsheet, which I did, and actually making copies of some of the sheets and into another file, and versus that was what I needed to unlock it. So he has the key and he does lock them. So for the archives, that's done. And we can, whenever, Tracy, you'd like to schedule a meeting with Brian and with Mariana, or just with Brian, they are available. And with KPFK, I have a preliminary, also has a preliminary budget. I have a copy of that, too. Now, it's not balanced, so there is huge opportunity there, but I can send you a copy of this preliminary. And where they are now is that they need to update they have the fulfillment and the for the fund drives, and I can send you guys what Terry Guy does. He does an excellent report every month that shows you fulfillment on drives that go back to 2009, and that's what his fulfillment rates are based on. So I'll send you a copy of the May report from MEMSIS, copy of MEMSIS collection statistics. Go back to the drive from September, October 2009. So that's what the budget is based on for KPFK. And so the other things they need to tie up are the community events. They need to tie up the capital. They're looking at getting a transmitter, but also that involves, you know, what type of, if there's a project or fundraising capital, you know, off-air to actually fund a new transmitter. I think some of you guys may be aware that there is the phone systems were down. I guess it was at Mount Wilson again. And so Bob Conger kept us updated with, you know, where there was and when that actually, when Consolidate, I guess it's Con Ed, right, brought that back up. And they still have some issues for the budget on programming. So I'm going to send you their preliminary. It's not balanced. There's lots of opportunity. For APF A, Efren is still, we haven't really gotten any place on KPFA's budget yet. The initial part of putting in the salaries and the payroll and making sure that's all correct, that hasn't been done yet. So KPFA really is the only budget that really we have not made any progress in terms of putting the information into the budget sheet. So as far as the issues with lockouts, there don't appear to be issues now.
Bill Fosbeck.
Thank you for that. My recollection was there were Alex was on the stack and Campbell was on the stack followed by Bill. Have I got that right?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think Campbell's on the call, but I'd like to be on.
Yes, I happen to be.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear you. Our call was on the stack. That's what I'm screwing up. So let's go Alex and R. Paul and Bill and Kim.
R. Paul was on the stack.
Okay, well, I was just going to make a suggestion to get around what
just
sounded
just
like.
Just a minute, I believe I was on after Alex. This is
oh, you wanted to be. Okay, sorry. That's correct, then. So just to reiterate, we have Alex, we have Campbell, we have R. Paul, we have Bill, and we have Kim, in that order.
R. Paul is not on the stack.
Jesus, people. You're all confusing me. All right. Alex, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. I was originally just going to make a suggestion to get around what sounded like a technical problem with the Excel spreadsheets, but from what I understand, the problem is resolved at this point, so I don't really have anything more to say.
Okay, then we're going to go to Campbell.
Thank you. Several years ago, Efren had created this template, and the way that some folks are trying to operate it is and found it locked, as they were saying, is that you couldn't just plug in numbers. You had to go through the assumptions and, through that process for these numbers to make some sense. And, you know, it can be very problematic if people are just plugging in numbers. In any template kind of operation, it has to be that the numbers come in and that they make some sense in the context of everything else. And so that's the situation, as I understand it, happening several years ago. And I'm very disappointed to hear that we're still engaging with that problem at this point. And I know that Efren had spent considerable amount of time and effort in terms of emails back and forth as well as communications on telephone to bring people up to speed on it. And I just wanted to state that it's a point of I think, an evaluation matter in terms of performance if we aren't getting these kinds of results in a positive way with regard to budgeting at this time. Thank you.
Bruce to the stack.
Okay, I think we have Bill next.
Yeah, actually, and this may be kind of related to what Campbell was saying. I'm wondering if maybe somebody needs to write up a little simple instructions for the business managers to what to do and what not to do. Like I'm guessing maybe Campbell's talking about maybe the formula cell, the cells with formulas might be locked. That would make a lot of sense.
Exactly.
So somebody doesn't go in and clobber a formula and put in just a number.
Mm-hmm.
But the people need to know which cells they should actually enter in data and which ones they should not. Maybe if that was written up, that would help both this year and in following years. That's a suggestion. And also, I wasn't quite following what all of Warren was saying. Was it KPFK that you said you have a preliminary budget, but not KPFA?
Could you repeat that, please?
Was it KPFK that you say you have a preliminary budget?
K, right, K.
K. Oh, okay, because I know they were way behind last year. I want to make sure I heard that right. Okay.
A point of information, this is Ken.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It's not a point of information. I'll go to the stack, sorry.
Okay. I believe we had Kim, followed by Bruce, followed by Ken.
I would just like to say I would like a copy of that preliminary budget, Lauren.
This is Lauren. I'm sending you both PRA and K now.
Awesome. More fun reading.
Yep.
Well, again, they're preliminary. In Kay's budget, there's huge opportunity. It's not budget. It's not balanced.
I understand. I understand.
Okay.
And so to Bill's point, I just want to say, Bill, we have a new general manager. It's a new day at KPFK. So
right.
We could be, you know, first up, not like last.
That would be exciting. So, LaVon, did you say that the archives budget was fairly close to being ready for NFC approval, or did you not say that?
Oh, it is. It is. The archives budget is ready, and Mariana and I, we sat down and we did some assumptions on central services. And basically what I did was it's straight-lined except for K, because we have K's preliminary budget. But what we did is I based it on the budget for 2011, and I reduced it by 20% for K and for A. And then the others I did the normal 2.5% based on this year's budget for listener support. And those are the assumptions on central services for the archives. And then for premium sales, I assume the premium sales are very low, and there's an issue in that we can take offline or in closed session. But so the assumptions on premium sales are basically the premium sales year-to-date, and I increased that by 20% because the premium sales year-to-date is only $13,000, and this was through May year-to-date, which was month 8. So, the archives budget, I'm sending it now. I'm trying to get it in here,
okay.
And I'll send it out to you.
We'll talk about the details when we do the review, but
okay.
I just wanted to make sure that was potted up for the next meeting, which is great. Okay, so my recollection is we have Bruce on the stack, followed by Ken.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify the issue that Campbell was bringing up. The problem is what Efren was downloading to us was the backup information, not the final budget figures, but just all the salary figures that go in, that go into making up the budget. So, you know, the problem wasn't that we were not, you know, that our business manager wasn't just plugging in numbers. The thing is, the real problem as we were experiencing it is that when our business manager was having some issues, that it was very hard for him to get a hold of or communicate with National Office in particular. And I'm not saying this to blame Efren or anything, but that's the person he has to try and talk to. And it wasn't always working out well, and resolving the problem that was going on probably took longer than it needed to. And I think, and I don't know if anyone else is experiencing this, but you know, it has been suggested that you maybe at some point the National Office might want to have some kind of a helpline where business managers could call in and get answers to questions or get problems resolved. But I think that's where, you know, where the issue is. I mean, I don't really like the idea that anyone's, you know, implicating the business managers and making it sound like they don't know what they're doing or something, just because there are some quirks or things that have to be worked out, you know, between our local software, whatever we're using, and the national software. So,
yeah.
This is LaVarn. Can I just say we do have regularly scheduled business managers meetings, and
And I think those are helpful. I mean, it's just that sometimes, you know, you need, at least what I've been told by our business manager, sometimes he just needs to make a call and get a question answered or something so he can deal with it right at the moment. And I think that was the only real problem, I mean, as far as getting it resolved, getting the issue resolved quickly.
Yeah. This is
Tracy Campbell for a stack.
LaVarn also.
Okay. I hear everybody. After Bruce, we had Ken on the stack. Then we'll go to Campbell and LaVarn.
Ken is on the stack now?
You are.
I'm sorry, Ken, can I go?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I just wanted to remind the chair to let's keep the scope of our time on the agenda so that we cover everything. But I was not aware, like Kim said, that we had a tentative or preliminary budget. I thought in the NFC we had a timetable for doing the budget. I don't remember how that works. I'm not opposed to it, but is this a new protocol where the CFO distributes a suggested budget to the GM, and the GM and the department heads and the business manager make a budget and pass it to the LSB? I mean, is this a new way to initiate the budget cycle?
Lavorne, could you hold that question? I might have a response too, but let's go through the stack, and then you can answer it when we call on you, and that leaves Campbell.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. The point that you were raising, Bill, earlier about having virtually a manual on how to operate this, I think is something that would be very useful. I can recall a couple years ago when Efren had first put this together, the emails that he would send, and this was in addition to telephone conversations, but his emails were very explicit, detailed, covered each category, and I can remember in about two or three of them that each email would cover maybe about five or six categories. If you were to string a number of these together, I think you just about end up with a manual. And so, you know, that I think would be very helpful if these things were put together, and I would expect that he would be in a position to be able to assemble that maybe in his spare time. I don't know if that exists, but that someone could do that in terms of having a grasp on these processes and the where the formulas come in and where you can bring in your changes and assumptions and whatnot like that. That, I think, you know, would have been the sort of thing that I certainly would have been about doing before I had turned it loose onto the network as a whole. But, you know, I mean, it happened the way that it happened. And I guess we could still put together a manual because we may be having changes in personnel and whatnot, and that will help new people get up to speed a lot quicker. Thank you.
Okay. LeVar, you were next on the stack with whatever you had before, plus, I guess, Ken's question.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sorry. So, first, on Ken's question about the CFO distributing the budget, came from the initial staff. So this is why, you know, the NFC, you know, you can start looking at it now.
Point
then,
personal privilege, it came from where? Could you say that once again slower?
From staff.
Because I know if I don't catch it from the beginning, I'm going to lose it. Say that again, please.
From the staff, from what the staff has put together on the budget, a preliminary. And that's what I have. I have a preliminary from the staff. Okay. Ken, are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Okay. I always go on mute because you know I play basketball and while I'm on these calls. But yes, I got it. It comes from the staff.
Okay. And the other thing is from Campbell when he said about the emails from Efren on directions on how to do the budget. Well, basically, that was a package on how to do the budget. So what we can do is just have Efren reissue to show the Finance Committee his instructions on how to enter data into the template for the budget. So we'll just have...
I think that would be very helpful for the treasurers to have an archival copy of.
Okay. Yeah. So
helpful
no.
for us too.
Yeah. He's done that as part of the original development of the template. So that's done. And I guess my point, I don't recall. I was answering questions or responding to others from the staff. So if there's anything else, you can just ask me later.
Yeah, sometimes by the time we go around the horn, it's too late.
Kim, Jack, can I have one question?
Yeah, I was going to move the agenda, but I can stop that. Go ahead.
Okay, this is a quick question. As to the staff doing the budget, is that normal or something different and special? Did they work with Anthony or or what?
Ms. LaVarne?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are doing, they should be in parallel developing a budget as they work with the LSB and the treasurer. So absolutely, they should all, the staff should always look or looking at, you know, as they, as the year unfolds, you know, what the forecast is each month. So ideally, the staff should review, you know, the budget, the treasurer and the general manager, along with senior staff, should review the results for each month, and then look at, you know, a forecast for the rest of the year.
Okay. Well, this is Tracy.
I'm sorry. This is Ken. I gotta go a follow up on that. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'd like to put myself on the stack, but you can go first, Ken.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It takes me a little while to catch up, which is correct. I thought the flow was GM and BM and staff, you know, find out what their needs are, goes to the LSB budget, goes up to the NFC, then to the CFO. You're saying that there's some kind of communication line directly from the GM, who's been there a week and a half, and or the BM, directly up to the CFO before going to the LSB or the finance committee or anybody else. So I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, is that a new, you know, if we're, this is not what we thought was supposed to happen. I thought the flow was the other way.
LaVarne, when I chat with both, you know, we have weekly calls with the general managers, and I try to check in with the finance staff, you know, when I can. So in checking on the budget, I got information which I wanted to share with you, but if you think it's too early to share with the NFC, I can just hold it, and I'll just send it to the KPFK members of the NFC. Tell me what you want.
Well, there you go. Then it's up for discussion. So it is a different procedure based on the fact that we're having these, were you monthly or weekly GM meetings?
No, it's not a different procedure. It's just my working with the staff and asking the status of the budget and getting a status that this is where they are with the staff and willing to and asking for it.
Okay, this is Tracy. Can I say something? I mean, according to the timeline that we have, the NFC's role to review the budget does not really factor in until one of two things happens. Either the LSB completes its review and forwards it on to us, or we pass a certain date in August. I guess it's the 11th. And neither of those things has happened yet. Accordingly, while I think it's fine for us to get a draft budget and look at it as individuals, because that will probably help us later on when we get a more modified version to understand what it says and how it changed, I don't think it would be an action item for the NFC until one of those two things had happened.
Well, my understanding is it would come to the finance committee first, the local finance committee, and then to the LSB, and then to the NFC.
I assume that it would be going to the local finance committee as soon as it was considered done by staff, or we got closer to the deadline, one or the other. Mm-hmm. LaVarne, what's the schedule for getting this to the local finance committee so the treasurer can start having input on it? Is it ready for that at this point?
I don't know where they are in that process. I just know that there's a preliminary, which is not balanced, and I asked to see a copy of it, and I was willing to share it. I can't tell you where they are in the process.
Yeah, I would just love to look at it to see where they're at. And, I mean, it won't go any further. I'm not considering this something to, you know, put out there until it's formally submitted by the general manager to his liking. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Who are you asking whether that's correct?
LaVarne.
Okay. LaVarne?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again?
You're sending this budget, this way draft budget for a preliminary look-see for me and Ken, and I am not considering this a formal submission of a draft by the new general manager.
No, I don't think you are. I don't think it's that it's ready.
Right. I'm just saying that's right. My understanding of what we're getting here.
This is what I would suggest, so we can like move on. I would suggest I'm just going to send it to you to the KPFK people, and I'll copy I'll copy Tracy so she'll see a copy of it. And what I would suggest is that that you have this preliminary budget. It came from Anthony because the CFO asked for it. So
uh-huh.
Here's what the preliminary is. And, you can call up Anthony or call up Vernon and say, okay, I understand there's a preliminary. And we're also going along our timeline in terms of developing a budget. So you'd like to talk about it or you'd like to see, where you are in the process and concerning this preliminary that they've developed and where you would like to be and also what do you really consider the things you want to consider in the budget and the things that you think that must be in there? So, in terms of your review. So I would just get it as, okay, here we have, we can get started with our conversations with the general manager and with the business manager to move forward on the budget.
Okay, great.
Okay, here's right now.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, is it possible to forcibly move the agenda?
Oh.
All right.
Force is needed. We're all willing. We're willing.
Tracy.
So, I have a quick question. Is Bernard at KPFK?
Let me check. I think it's B. Duncan, but let me see.
Okay.
Tracy.
Oh, hi, Barbara.
Hi. Actually been here since about 5:37, but didn't want to put my name in because I saw you were having confusion with who was speaking to be on the stack. But I've been on the call. Sorry for missing the roll call.
No problem at all, and thank you for having mercy on me. Yeah, the stack was getting totally out of control. So,
mm-hmm.
But I think we're better now.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. So I think we're going to move the agenda. We've sort of done budget updates for KPFK and the archives, which is nice. And, of course, the national office will be dependent on everything else. Maybe we could do a quick run through on the other, I guess, four signals?
KPFT, Jim?
Go for it.
Yeah, we have a finance committee meeting tomorrow. We've had problems with quorum before, and it looks like we'll easily have quorum tomorrow. So we should have a pretty good look-see at that, and if it passes, then we have a LSB meeting set for July 13th, where that budget, if it passes, will be submitted.
What do you think are the odds are that the budget will be ready to go to the LSB? That's a lot of progress.
Yeah, well, we
do you
have...
Do think that you have something with the finished product?
I have gotten no complaints about, in the past meetings. So unless something shows up that's very unusual, I would think there's a very good chance that it would pass. There may be some changes, but I think it would pass at the meeting tomorrow.
That is really good news. Thank you. All right. Bill.
Oh, I'm just more skeptical based on prior experience, but we'll see. Hopeful, though. Hope Jim's right. But.
All right. Well, the LSB does have the option to have another go at it in August if strictly necessary, but if you guys could pass it in July, that would be fantastic.
Last year we had a separate meeting. Separate LSB meeting, just a whole LSB meeting just to answer questions on the budget.
Hmm.
And it might take something like that. I don't know. And I hope other stations will consider that if needed so things don't get stalled.
Okay, terrific. Okay, so next signal area, we'll take volunteers.
I'll volunteer.
Great.
I actually should go back to something LaVarne said because I wanted to ask her about it. She said that the payroll from KPFA had not been entered yet, and it was my understanding, now I could be wrong, that our business manager did send it to Efren, but I'm not sure there's been the communication back and forth yet. However, if she wants to say something more about that, that would be good. We've had one meeting with the GM, business manager, and the people who handle records for the incoming money. The program director was there as well. And we're having another meeting on Thursday, 2 days from now. Maria is working very hard to try to get a budget that we can then submit to LaVarne for her look-see. and I did put a little report out to everybody kind of reviewing what happened at our last LSB meeting. And the last part of that report was that we've scheduled two meetings, one at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday and one at 6 p.m. on a Wednesday in the week before our July LSB meeting. And those two meetings will be with the business manager, and it's the opportunity for LSB members to ask questions. We're planning these things, hoping that the schedule works well enough so that the LSB members will have gotten an email copy of the proposed budget a few days before this two opportunities to review meetings. And we're hoping that we'll be able to review and act on the budget in our July meeting. And I'm pulling out my calendar. I think it's the 16th.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Uh-huh. It is. It's the 16th, and the meetings are on the 12th at 4 p.m. and on the 13th at 6 p.m. just for reviewing and asking questions and possibly fighting things out. I don't know.
We'll have to see.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the update.
And if LaVarne, I don't know, did she hear my question?
Yes, she did.
And is it you said that the payroll had not been entered yet for KPFA, and I thought that Maria had sent it over, but maybe it hasn't been dealt with. Do you know anything more about that?
Well, exactly what I said. I spoke with Efren, and Efren mm-hmm. said the documents, the payroll information, he has not received it from the business manager.
Okay.
But that's the latest and the greatest, and I spoke with him less than an hour and a half ago.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought that it had been, but I'm obviously mistaken. Thank you.
Oh, sure. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for the update. So it seems to me like at this point it's down to New York versus Washington.
No, we're not versus.
Which of us
goes? I could go.
Who
will
be the victor?
You want Washington to go next? I'll go next.
Okay.
At our last finance committee meeting, which was basically a meeting with our business manager and general manager, we were able to, what we focused on, because we know it's going to be the biggest issue for us, are all the extraordinary costs that we're going to be having in this coming year, mostly related with relocating. And they're pretty large, and the general manager also had a couple of other suggestions as far as he called them personnel issues. Actually, most of them had to do with having consultants that will be helping us with the move, and so they wouldn't be permanent employees. But he did come up with a concept for a new permanent employee who would help us with marketing. However, this is a good idea, so we don't know if we're going to actually be able to you know, how much we'll actually end up doing. But the point is that mostly the costs relating to the relocation, as well as some costs that we may have that may actually be incurred in this year but might come up in next year, have to do with our moving our transmitter temporarily while the antenna at American University is having the lead abatement. But we don't know exactly when that's going to take place because they have their own issues. But it could appear in our next year's budgets. We have to account for that. The bottom line being that right now, if we just look at the reality, it doesn't seem like we would be able to put together a budget that's a truly balanced budget. However, I did have a chance to discuss this issue with Arlene, and I put the question to her whether or not there is some way to show the relocation numbers for next year in some other way so that it doesn't throw off our budget, since it is a one-time issue. It's not something that would appear in our budget every year. And she said she would look into that. But otherwise, she said she realizes that that our budget is going to look like it's in the red. Now, the other issue, of course, we have to deal with is estimating revenue for next year. But I believe what we're going to be doing basically is using the 2011 budget as a kind of platform or our baseline, because we know that revenue this year has basically been matching what we thought it would be, and there's no reason not to assume that next year will be about the same. We know that the bare bones expenses that we laid out for 2011 are about, you know, where we expected it, actually maybe a little lower for different reasons, and so that also is a guideline for us for 2012. So what we've got, in other words, is the possibility of a budget that would be balanced except for all the
right.
things relating with relocation,
right.
and possible moving the transmitter for a while. So anyway, so we're going to be putting all that together. Now, I'll just finish by saying that we have reserved with our LSB chair August 3rd as our special meeting date, when our LSB will present the budget to the LSB for their review and hopefully for their approval.
Right.
And so that's where we stand.
All right. Thank you for the update. That was great. Okay, I think we're going to move to New York.
We're all going to move to New York. Oh, I see.
Well, yeah, I had a question on WPFW.
Okay. Oh, you did. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't ask for questions. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was just wondering if you're making progress, Bruce and Campbell, on financing or fundraising for the move. So that's
well,
the big question mark.
I'm going to be. It depends on how you term. I couldn't say that we're making progress in the sense that I can say, oh yeah, money's pouring in. We have strategies, and one of them revolves around some money that has been in a restricted account for a while, and we're going to see what we can do about using that as leverage. We also we're hopefully, and Arlene says it's something we could do, and that's establish a line of credit with a local bank, and that would help us out too in doing what we're going to be doing. And then there's some other things which I probably shouldn't say, or have to do with strategies is to find what would essentially be somewhat like loans to help us out. Now, of course, we do have things that we on a daily basis go have, like trying to reach out to major donors and things like that. But, I can't say right now that we have any good news to report on that front.
I guess that worries me because I'm guessing that our credit rating is not so great, and I don't know what he would be using as collateral for a loan. And
well, one thing, I should say this, and but I have to be very general about this. We've hopefully, and it's by no means a done deal or anything yet, but hopefully we're going to be moving in. We have a best number one choice for our relocation right now. And if that's where we end up, it's we're going to be saving some money on our monthly lease, on what we're paying out. And, in fact, we're going to save some money on issues like build out and some of the upgrading. And we're still going to cost us something, but not as much as it would in other locations. So that's on one side. And it's possible that what we would be saving in this new location, as opposed to what we're paying for monthly right now, would actually be the amount we would need to repay monies that we had to borrow in order to make the relocation. So there is we do have something to, the ability to, we're not just going to take out loans and not be able to pay them back. Now, that's still based partly on getting the location we really want to get, and part of that is there are issues are arising because of the recent audit, Pacifica and the credit rating issues and stuff, but that's what we're negotiating right now, and we're
Madam
probably
Chair?
Going to add a little bit of the cost to get into where we want to get, but it still isn't worth it.
Madam Chair, Ms. Campbell?
Okay. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. Campbell, you're next on the stack.
Okay, thank you. Bill, also, a couple of things that have been mentioned on several occasions that may not have quite been put together, and I think that it's rather significant. One is that we have a chair for our major donor effort who I think has very strong credibility in the community, is an outlet for a lot of contact and very positive contact for the station to have in terms of being able to attract other donors. We have, I think, a prospective donor community that, if you look at just the demographics of it, that would be very attractive for us. Putting that together with an expectation that we have of being able to access some funds regarding the relocation, plus I would say the first two choices that we're considering as really ideal. In fact, one could even add in the third choice, I think would provide the kind of attraction to prospective donors that would give them the view that, well, this isn't just WPFW moving down the block to a wide spot in the road, but making a move that's going to be affecting things and affecting this community as a whole for years to come on another level. And I don't want to get more explicit than that, but I'm just saying that there are a number of pieces that you can put together in regards to what's taking place, the kinds of initial groundwork that's been laid that I think would be very attractive for us in the future.
Thank you.
Sure. LaVarne?
Okay, LaVarne?
The point that Bruce made on the funds that they have dedicated for this move, there would be at a point where you would release that if it is for the move. So that's really positive, and I must admit that business manager guarded that fund.
Bill, sorry.
This is LaVarne. Is there someone have a radio on? Okay, great. Right. So and the business manager guarded that so that it would not be used for anything else, even when they couldn't pay their benefits. But that is there for the move, so we'll see how we can use that, Bruce, and that's the positive part.
Okay. Anything else on PFW?
No, I think that's it. Unless there's questions, that would be it.